safety stock purposes and decision factors. Here we discuss reasons for holding safety stock, some factors that help determine how much safety stock to have, the need to set customer service levels strategically, and how to set the targeted customer service level based on acceptable stockout rates. Reasons for holding safety stock. Safety stock serves operations performance objectives in both manufacturing and service industries. For items with independent demand, safety stock supports customer service, the ability to fill customer orders with the right quantity and quality and at the right time. For items with dependent demand, safety stock supports uninterrupted productivity, which affects cost and dependability performance. Safety stock is often necessary because of unpredictable demand, unpredictable supply, for example, delayed transportation of orders, incomplete orders, items that do not meet quality standards, supplier back orders, and production problems, for example, equipment failure, labor shortage. At the same time, safety stock represents additional investment. Safety stock maintained at a level higher than necessary can be a drag on operations' financial performance. Sometimes carrying safety stock is merited because of unpredictable supply and demand. But at other times, the presence of a safety stock cushion allows managers to avoid acknowledging and analyzing problems. Exhibit 6-31 shows what can happen when inventory is held with no safety stocks. In this scenario, an organization has established a reorder point at just below 100 units, the demand during the lead time. Its demand is usually very stable, so it plans order lead time, LT, and replenishment to coincide with depletion to zero inventory. Exhibit 6-31. Possible results with zero safety stock and demand variation. At point B, demand performed as expected. The safety stock was sufficient to cover the order lead time and stockout has been avoided. At point A, demand was less than expected, and there was excess inventory when reorder occurred. At point 100, demand was greater than expected, and inventory was depleted to zero before replenishment. During that period, stockout occurred. Factors for determining safety stock. After the decision is made to hold safety stock at a particular stock-keeping location, how much to hold must be determined. Decisions on these quantities are related to the following factors. Targeted customer service level. The customer service ratio, fill rate, can be specified as part of the organization's strategy, and safety stock can be calculated to meet this level. One way the customer service ratio might be expressed is as the acceptable number of stockouts per period, which is related to order frequency. The customer service level can be set at an aggregate level, but individual stock keeping units, SKUs, could have higher or lower levels depending on the other factors listed here. Importance to customer. A key factor is to consider is whether a stockout would be just an inconvenience to the customer or if it would be a major disaster, such as a plant shutting down due to lack of parts. Items with strict service level agreements usually have more safety stock to address the risk of not providing service. Service level agreement, SLI, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a document that represents the terms of performance for organic support between a service provider and a customer. The agreement describes the service, documents service level targets, and specifies the responsibilities of the information technology, IT, service provider, and the customer. A single agreement may cover multiple services or multiple customers. Demand variability during lead time. When demand variability is high, forecast error rates will be high, and higher amounts of safety stock will be needed to provide a targeted customer service level. Forecast error. The amount of forecast error can be used in place of the degree of variability in demand, because a forecast is a way of addressing this variability and could minimize the impact of the variability, or make it worse, given high forecast error rates. Therefore, forecast error is sometimes used to calculate safety stocks. Order frequency. When orders are less frequent, they must also be in higher quantities to meet a given demand level. The only time a stockout can occur is when inventory is about to be reordered, because this is when the inventory will be running low. Thus, less frequent orders result in fewer chances of stockouts, but higher carrying costs. Duration of lead time. When resupply takes longer, there is more chance for demand variability to become an issue, and thus, more safety stock is needed. Reducing lead times reduces safety stock requirements, so the reasons for long lead times should be analyzed before increasing safety stock. If the lead time were zero, there would be no need for safety stock, since resupply would be instantaneous. The manufacturing environment will also affect lead time duration. For example, a make-to-order organization may or may not need safety stocks of raw materials depending on customer lead time expectations versus the lead time required to order these materials, produce, and ship. They won't have finished goods safety stocks because these are made to order. Whenever order frequency, lead times, or other factors change for a product, it is important to reassess safety stock levels to ensure that just enough safety stock is being held to meet the targeted customer service level. Importance of setting appropriate customer service levels. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines service level as a measure, usually expressed as a percentage, of satisfying demand through inventory or by the current production schedule in time to satisfy the customer's requested delivery dates and quantities. In a make-to-stock, MTS, environment, service level is sometimes calculated as the percentage of orders picked complete from stock upon receipt of the customer order, the percentage of line items picked complete, or the percentage of total dollar demand picked complete. In make-to-order, MTO, and design-to-order, DTO, environments, service level is the percentage of times the customer requested or acknowledged date was met by shipping complete product quantities. SINS, level of service, measure of service C, cycle service level. Customer service is often expressed using the customer service ratio, also called the fill rate, which is basically the percentage of time units were shipped on schedule. Note that there are many variants of this ratio, such as those listed in the definition. No one method is best for all purposes. Depending on the manufacturing environment, customer service might mean the percentage of stockouts or back orders. Thus, whether or not inventories are held, customer service is important. One metric that can be used even with organizations that engineer or make to order is on-time schedule performance, defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measure, percentage, of meeting the customer's originally negotiated requested delivery date. Performance can be expressed as a percentage based on the number of orders, line items, or dollar value shipped on time. Safety stock levels can be calculated to result in a particular customer service level, such as a 95% chance that units will be in stock when needed. If this is the service level, then the stockout percentage would be its complement, or the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines stockout percentage as a measure of the effectiveness with which a company responds to actual demand or requirements. The stockout percentage can be a comparison of total orders containing a stockout with total orders or of line items incurring stockouts with total line items ordered during a period. One formula is stockout percentage equals one customer service ratio times 100% and customer service ratio. The idea is that safety stock protects against uncertainty in supply or demand and uncertainty caused by forecasting error. Sales and marketing functions will have an incentive to maximize the customer service level and thus increase inventory levels to ensure that no sales or due dates are missed. Distributors, wholesalers, and retailers will also have an incentive to ensure that stockouts are rare. In addition to missing sales, customers may become dissatisfied and shop elsewhere or have less customer loyalty. So the impact of missed sales may translate to lower market share. However, the amount of safety stock needed to increase customer service grows more quickly as you approach 100% customer satisfaction, as shown in Exhibit 6-32. An exception would be perfectly stable demand, which could achieve perfect satisfaction with no safety stock. Exhibit 6-32, safety stock requirements at high service levels. Providing 100% customer service is prohibitively expensive. Therefore, the customer service objective is better stated as achieving a targeted level of customer service than as maximizing customer service. It should be noted that improvements in customer service can be made in other ways than safety stock, including shortening lead times and increasing manufacturing flexibility. Establishing service levels based on number of stockouts. Once the organization decides how problematic a stockout would be for a particular SKU, it can specify the customer service level as a particular number of allowed stockouts per period. Exhibit 6-33 illustrates how order frequency impacts the number of chances of a stockout. Exhibit 6-33. Stockout opportunities are based on order frequency. In the top scenario, there are two orders during the period for 500 units each. Q stands for order quantity. Inventory will approach zero, and there will be a chance of a stockout twice, just before each resupply order arrives. In the bottom scenario, there are four orders during the period for 250 units each, which reduces average inventory from 250 units to 125, but results in four chances of a stockout instead of two. The quantity of orders and the frequency of ordering are interrelated. Increasing one will decrease the other, assuming that demand remains the same, and the proper balance will be determined based on minimizing the carrying cost plus the ordering cost. The duration of the lead time will also impact safety stock requirements. Given information on the annual demand and the order quantity per order, the number of orders that need to be made per period can be calculated as follows. Assume an annual demand of 8,000 units and an order quantity of 400 units. If management decides that this item can risk 2 stockouts per year, this can be translated into a customer service level using the following formula. In this case, the customer service level is 90%. After the customer service level percentage is determined, a safety factor table is used to translate standard deviation or mean absolute deviation in units into a number of units of safety stock at the chosen level. This process is described at the end of the discussion of the statistical methods of safety stock calculation, which we will look at next. Another way to get to the same customer service level would be to order less frequently in larger quantities but hold less safety stock. The cost of these alternatives might be compared, and the least costly method chosen.